98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke. Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
All right, the Coyotes just wrapped up a four-game East Coast road trip. They got two of the 8 points. I would say they played two legit Stanley Cup contenders in their last two games. Last night against Pittsburgh, a couple days ago against the Rangers. Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Coach, how are you doing today? How's it feel to be back in the desert finally?
That's good. I can tell you that. We saw snow for the first time in the year on that trip when we were in Pittsburgh. So, no, it's good to be back home for sure.
Coach, where are you right now with this team? How are you guys playing? Give me the positives and give me the areas you need to get better.
Like you mentioned, we played two really good teams, the last two teams. The Rangers and the Penguins are really solid team. And we played really well in those two games for about 50 to 55 minutes, but we had breakdown where we could not sustain. And when they start to push, we tried to do a little bit too much. We went too high because at some point we were playing really well and we lost the lead and we let them come back. And from there we were chasing instead to stay with it and just being patient and closing the game a little bit. So there's the result are not as positive as it looks, but if you actually look at the game and the performance, we did a lot of good things. We're proud of a lot of things we did. We play with more pace. We were more aggressive on our forecheck, generate more turnover or stuff like that. So we were quicker in transition. But all those things are really positive for us and step in the right direction. Now we need to get back at playing that 60 minute of grind and the consistency.
Yeah, Coach, you your next game is against Boston. They're one of the hottest teams, too. That'll be here on Friday. But, you know, like you just said, there were a lot of positives to build a lead on the Rangers. I think the first period you were out shooting them like 15-2 at one point. You're up 3-1.
Yeah.
Those teams that push back, those are two of the best teams in hockey. How much do you think just experience as a team and some of your guys developing will prevent that from happening in the future?
No, that will help for sure. You know, you cannot take for granted and just say, oh, because we'll get more experience, we'll get better. You cannot take that for granted. But you need to keep being focused and really urgent at working at your craft and getting better every day, knowing full well the experience and the learning of all those guys will help in the future moving forward.
Bear, knowing that it's been a tough season for any competitor, and I know you're competitive, emotionally, where do you get your support from, Bear?
That's a good question. You need to remind yourself how lucky you are. You know, you every day you have the chance to play in the best league in the world. So it's at some point, okay, it's like you just mentioned, it's tough. You don't win as much as you think, as you want. It's a grind, but at some point, that's a good problem to have. I know millions of people who will love to have the problem to be in that league and to have to grind it out and get out of that situation we are in. So it's far from my style and my intention to complain and feel sorry for myself. I think same thing for our player. We have an opportunity to play in the best league in the world, to play in a great city and great environment. I think we just need to go back on our horse and get back to work.
That's a great answer, Bear. I just want to say that. It's great.
That is such a Wolf answer.
That is, totally.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney, 11 of your next 14 games now are at home. You're going to play three road games between now and March 8th, and some of those weren't scheduled. So, I mean, this was supposed to be a three-week Olympic break coming up. You've got five games now thrown in there. How good, though, is it to have some time at home now to work on other things?
Yeah, that would be good. You know, the practice time at this time of the year, it's not, you don't have a lot. And you know, it's one practice, you don't achieve that much in one practice. Especially if you play the next day, there's a lot of things you don't want to get into because you want to be aware of the load management. But when you have a chance to have a few days in a row where you can practice, that is where you can touch a more specialty team, more specific situation, more detailed situation. And you can go in a little bit more in depth and a little bit more in grinding those situations in practice. So it will be interesting to have a chance to have those days ahead. But at the same time, it will be good for the boys to have that Olympic break, not Olympic, but the All-Star break, where they will have time to, a little bit of time for them and their family. And then after, we'll have 8 days of practice between games. So that will be great. We'll have time to work on different stuff.
Well, Coach, I know you just got back from the East Coast. Thank you for the time and good luck against Boston on Friday, all right?
Thanks, Bear.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Thanks
have a great day.
You too.